Blog Talk Radio.
What an amazing God we serve. We serve the Most High God. We serve the loyal and faithful God. He is the God that loves us so much. He loves us so much. You know, sometimes we don't even always understand how he could give his only son to die on a cruel cross for those who murdered him, for those who came against him, for those who are disobedient. But because of his great love, his love is so amazing. He never, never forsake us. He never leave us. He is the Almighty. That's who he is. He's Almighty in the heavens, Almighty in the earth, and he loves us, his children. Oh, yeah, he allow us to dwell in a secret place with him. He allow us to abide under his shadow. Not our shadow, but his shadow. His shadow is mighty. And he said that 1,000 may fall to one side, 10,000 may fall to the other. But guess what? No harm, no harm will come now our dwelling. He is not a man that he should lie. Everything he promised to us shall come to pass. Oh, yeah, everything, not something. Everything that he promised to us shall come to pass. So we are not reliant on our human understanding. We are trusting. We are reliant on the understanding of the Most High. Oh, no, our understanding can bring confusion. It can bring, you know, all kinds of snares and traps. But the understanding of the Most High, he said, don't lean to your own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge him. And he will direct our paths. The steps of a good person are ordered by the Lord. So I thank God today that God is ordering our steps like never before. He knows the direction he wants us to go in. He knows our name. He knows who we are. He knows what we have to do because he put it in us. He put everything in us that we need for life and godliness. He put his spirit on the inside of us to guide and direct us on a daily basis. No, no, don't lean to your own understanding. Oh, yeah, we got to get in the word, read the word, study the word, obey the word, do what he tells us, even if it don't make sense. Obey anyway. He's the great God. He's the mighty God. He's the one who put his spirit in us. He's the one who wakes us up, blows his breath in us every day. He is not the one that deny you a blessings. No, 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 no. He load us up with benefits every day. He is the Almighty Father, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You know it's nothing impossible to him. Yeah, we could call on him 4 a.m., 12 p.m., 6 in the evening. It doesn't matter. He's always available. But listen, he said, are you available? Yeah, we know he's available, but are you available to be used of the Most High God? You know, we say we want the anointing, Lord, but then when we go through hardships to get it, you know, Jesus was highly anointed. He went through, oh my God, so much. They murdered him because he had the anointing. Are you willing to die? I ain't talking about a physical death now. I'm talking about die to yourself. We got to die to ourselves. You know, we got too much of ourselves in the way. Ourselves get in our own way. So we got to say, no, no, not today, self. I ain't going to yield to you. I know I got that chocolate, you know, piece of cake in there, and the doctor said no more sugar, but Lord, I'm going to bless it and eat it, and you take care of me. Oh, no. God said, don't be ignorant of Satan's devices. He said, you're going to die to yourself? Yeah, you got to die to yourself. This is how you know you're dead to yourself. When your good is evil spoken up, when your wishes are crossed, when your advice is disregarded, your opinions ridiculed, you refuse to get angry and, you know, and don't let anger rise up in your heart or even defend yourself. You take it all in patient, loving silence. That's dying to yourself. When you lovingly and patiently bear any disorder, any irregularity, any impunctuality, any annoyance, when you can stand face to face with waste, folly, extravagance, spiritual insensibility and endure it as Jesus endured it, that's dying to yourself. You dead yet? Woo! Yeah, we ask the Lord to do this and do that, but he got to kill us first. We got to die first. Oh, we say, ouch, Lord, that hurts. When you are content with any food, any offering, any raiment, any climate, you know how we always said, oh, it's so hot. Oh, it's so cold. Oh, it's raining today. You know, are we content? No. With any climate, with solitude, just being by yourself, with any interruption of the will of God. Things ain't going your way today. Maybe God interrupted it. Hallelujah. When you never care to refer to yourself in conversation, Caritha, you ain't dead yet, to record your own good works and to itch after commendation, when you can truly love to be unknown, that's dying to yourself. When you can see your neighbor, your sister, your brother, when you can see other people having their needs met, can you honestly rejoice when yours are not even met yet? Yeah, can you not even feel angry or annoyed or question God? Well, why them, Lord? Why not me? While your own needs are far greater and in desperate circumstances, that's dying to self. When you can receive correction and reproof from one of less stature than yourself, and you can humbly submit inwardly, finding no rebellion or resentment rising up your heart in your heart, that is dying to yourself. Are you dead yet? I'm not completely dead yet. I'm trusting in God to kill these things in me. You know, I'm still under construction. You know, like they be, you know, hammering and chopping up on the street. Those men that work on the street, they be chopping up. That's what's happening. Yeah, I'm being chopped up. I'm being cut up, put down. But guess what? It's not in vain. It's all to give him glory. It's all to give glory to the Most High. Well, welcome to Wednesday Midweek Bible Study. I'm so glad you joined us. You know, I just love the Lord. I just love his ways. Even though, you know, sometimes I ain't got a revelation of this and that and the other that he may be trying to tell me, but I love the Lord. Ah, he strengthens me every day. He's the one who wakes me up. He's the one who gives me strength. Yeah, he's the one who gives me the mind to keep it stayed on him. And guess what? He's no respecter of persons. He's doing that for you, too. You may not even know it, but how often do we stop and say, Lord, thank you for the weather. Thank you for my children. You know, everybody may not be lined up according to God's plan, but we all going to get, yeah, but you know what? We got to bend the knee for them people in your neighborhood, the people in your family, the people, you know, on your job, all those people that's coming against you. You know, you say, Lord, again, they did it again. Well, how many times did we do it to Jesus? How many times did we crucify him over and over? You know we crucify him every time we sin, every time we say we have disbelief. Uh-oh. Every time we don't believe what he says. You know, sometimes, you know, I told you about my brother before. I prayed for my brother when I was 16. I prayed for my whole family to be saved. I think I was 40-something when God saved him. I had to wait a long time. Sometimes you think God forgot. Oh, no. His memory is forever and everlasting. He don't forget anything. Oh, yeah, he's older than time itself. So in case you think he's forgotten you, nope. He ain't forgot what he promised you. His promises are yeah and amen. They're going to come forward. It's us who will forget promises we make to him. We say, Lord, I promise I'm going to pray 3 times a day. And, you know, in the evening, go like, oh, I forgot to pray this morning. Oh, I forgot to pray this afternoon. But, Lord, I'm going to pray now. And then Sally Sue call you. Hey, girl, how you doing? Hey, friend, how you doing? Hey, man, how you doing? Oh, yeah, Lord, as soon as I get off this call, I promise you I'm going to pray. But then we let it go. And we say, Lord, you know, he said, let everything that have breath praise him. He didn't say, you know, praise him. They don't have breath. No, don't let the rocks cry for you. They don't have breath. But cry out for yourself to the Most High God. You know his word is awesome. He said, let everything, not something, everything that have breath praise him. He said, we got to dwell in the secret place with him. We have to abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He's the one who's going to say, you know, yep, that's my daughter. That's my son. And every time we dwell in the secret place, when we come out, guess what? We look more like him. He done chiseled away hatred, envy, strife. He done chiseled away impatience. He's chiseled away, you know, all these things, lying, cheating, stealing. You know, he done chiseled them away. All that stuff we had in us, even stuff we don't even know we got in us, he done chiseled it away while we're in the secret place. When you open up the word and you say, oh, Lord, you know, I'm envious of her. I'm jealous of him. Yeah, you know, Lord, you know, my neighbor got a Rolls Royce, and I'm driving with an old jalopy, a hip-hop. You know, one of the things, and all the, you know, the this ain't working on the car. And, Lord, they be doing this and doing that, but I'm trying to live holy. And I ain't got this. You know what? Today we laying all our complaints aside, and we call on the Most High. He said in Psalms 150, praise ye the Lord. He didn't say complain to the Lord. No, he didn't say complain some more. He said complain in the morning, complain in the afternoon, complain in the, no, no. He said, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty act. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and the dance. Praise him with the string instruments and the organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. You praising him yet? I know you are. We better start praising him because that's how we got breath. That's how we keep breath. We keep on praising. But don't praise the devil. Don't say the devil did it. You know, the devil caused me to do it. Don't give the devil credit. Don't do it. Oh, yeah, the devil said I had arthritis. Don't give the devil no credit. But what did God say? What did God say? He said everything that had breath, praise him. He said that you are healed by his stripes. He said he sent the word and healed you. He said you are my beloved, and above all things, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So you know you got to praise him. Don't give the devil no credit. Don't be praising the devil. Say, yeah, my leg hurts. Say, no, no, my leg is healed in the name of Jesus. No, no, my body is healthy and well in the name of Jesus. I don't care what it feel like. I don't care what it seem like. Yeah, let the devil send what he want, but we don't receive it. No. When they say, well, you got this and you got that, you say, no, no, God said, I'm already healed. Don't receive it. Don't be buying into it. Uh-uh. No, you can't do that. So I thank God for you today. You know, God loves you so much. And I thank God for you. It's worship time. It's praise time. We thank God for Sister Mary Nichols. She's going to sing a song of praise for us today. And, you know, she's a mighty woman of God. And I thank God for her. I thank God for you. We are mighty people of the Most High God. We weren't born yesterday. Just a few days ago, you know, I thank God I turned 75 last Saturday, and I'm like, yay, Lord, thank you, Jesus. You know, my feet are 75 years old. I was looking at them. I said, I got 75-year-old feet. I got a 75-year-old brain, but I could still praise the Lord. I could still run down the street. I could still jump up and down and jump rope. I could still swim. I'm praising him. I got breath. That's why I'm praising him. I'm calling on his mighty name. I'm calling on his holy name. So Sister Mary Nichols is going to sing a song of praise unto the Lord. I thank God for her. Good afternoon, Sister Mary. How are you? Uh-oh. Yep, she's off mute. I believe. Nope. Sorry. I still got her on mute. Please forgive me. Oh. All right. Good afternoon,
yeah.
Sister.
Good afternoon. And I was saying, I'm live. Thank you for that reminder. Praise God. And let's see what he has. We need to sing. Surprise. Okay.
rock. Gonna cry out for my faith. Long as I live, I'm gonna serve the Lord. Ain't no rock. Gonna cry out to my praise. Long as I live, I'm gonna serve the Lord. Ain't no tree. Gonna wave in my place. Long as I live, I'm gonna serve the Lord. Ain't no tree gonna wave in my place. Long as I live, I'm gonna serve the Lord. Ain't no bird gonna sing in my place. Long as I live, I'm gonna cry out my place. Long as I live, I'm going to serve the Lord. Amen, amen. That's what we're going to do. We ain't going to let nothing cry out for us. We're going to cry out before the Most High God for ourselves. We thank God for that beautiful song. Oh, my God, it was awesome. Nothing cry. We're going to cry out for ourselves. Yeah. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for you all today. It's prayer time. It's praying time like never before. So I thank God. I'm going to ask this mighty woman of God, Sister Marilyn from Jacksonville, Florida. She'll pray a prayer for families today. I thank God for her. Good afternoon, Sister Marilyn. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm fine, Sister G. Heavenly Father, I come before you right now, Lord God. I know strength of my own right now, Lord God. But first to praise you, Lord God, to thank you right now, Lord God, and to let you know that I appreciate everything that you've done for me and everything that you will continue to do for me. Right now, I bring family before you right now, Lord God. You know it's the devil's business right now, Lord God, to disrupt families right now, Lord God. I pray for families. I pray for my family, Lord God, that you bind them all together right now on one accord with love right now, Lord God. I pray for marriages right now, Lord God. I pray that you bind them together on one accord with love. Churches right now, Lord God. Bind all the members together right now on one accord right now, Lord God. Our singles right now, Lord God. Let them know that God still loves them, even if he have not joined them together. Lord God, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that you cover all families right now, Lord God. Let them know that they should be together in one right now, Lord. You have families that us one side don't speak to the other side. This side don't like this side. Lord God, bring them all together right now on one accord with love right now, Lord God. Strengthen the families right now, Lord God. Strengthen the head of families right now, Lord God. Bring them down right now, Lord God. Help him. Lift up the head of household right now, Lord God, because he starts at the top, Lord God, and the devil works his way down. So I pray for the heads of families right now, Lord God. I pray for the children in our families because the devil will try to use children to break up and disrupt families right now, Lord God. Bless our children right now, Lord God. Let their minds be stayed on you right now, Lord God, instead of the things of the world right now, Lord God. Let there not be envy right now, Lord God, in families. Strife right now, Lord God, in families. Let there not be hate right now in families, but love right now, Lord God, and togetherness right now, Lord God. This is my prayer right now, Lord God, that you bind all families together on one accord with love. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. That powerful prayer. We are so grateful for each of you today coming on Wednesday midweek Bible study. May the Lord continually bless you, guide you, direct your path on a daily basis, and may you continually dwell in the secret place with him. He is the Most High, and he's waiting, he's waiting, he's waiting, he's waiting. Is he calling you? He probably is. He knows your number, and it ain't the cell number. It ain't the house number. He knows your number, your fingerprints, and everything else. So he's waiting. Well, I am so grateful today. Today is a day of health and well-being. I thank God. You know, the word of God says in Exodus 15:26, if you, I'm talking to you, will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord, thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes. He said he will put none of these diseases upon us that he put upon sinners. Yep. He said he is the Lord that healeth us. So remember, we got to get in the word so we'll know how to get this blessing of excellent health and strength. Yeah, he said we got to give ear to his commandments, keep all his statutes. Then he ain't going to put no disease on. You know his laws, you know his statutes. We got to learn. The way we learn them, get in the word, search them out. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 through 22. It says, my son, attend unto my word. Incline thy ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. They are light to those that find them and health to all their flesh. Don't forget, we are grateful today that the Lord himself provides healing, but we must cooperate with him to receive our healing. Today we have a mighty woman of God on with us, Sister Mary Nichols from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, to share what God has taught her as a holistic coach on our health and well-being. Good afternoon again, Sister Mary. Thank you for that beautiful song.
Oh, thank you. And certainly, I just appreciate you, Sister G, for allowing me to do this. I appreciate it. And I thank the Lord that he's given me the ability and the practice of research and reporting as a certified holistic health coach. Certainly, I just desire to use what he is giving me and to us to share for his purpose in this time of history and for us to be in health, to be used for his kingdom. So in thinking about what I would talk about this month, I asked the Lord one evening, okay, Lord, thank you for the opportunity, but what do you want me to talk about? And I didn't get the answer right then, but that night, in the middle of the night, I got one word from the Lord, and it was, talk about water. So that's what you're going to get today. Water is an inorganic, transparent, tasteless, odorless, and nearly clear chemical substance, which is the main constituent of Earth's hydrosphere and the fluids of all known living organisms. It is vital for all known forms of life, even though it provides neither food, energy, organic, micronutrients, and that's what it said in the great book of Wikipedia. We must go to the source, though, and that pun is intended. John 4:14 says, but whoever drinks of the water that I give him will never, never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become to him a spring welling up in it to eternal life. And then Isaiah 44, I will pour out water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. And it's been 105, 106, 107 for the last 2 or 3 weeks. And so the ground is really dry here. Revelation 21 and 6, and he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. Proverbs 25 and 25. Like cold water to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. And I think that there probably, I saw where it was over 107 verses in the Bible about water, but these were some that I chose those to say. Water from this little bit from the British Society for Cell Biology. Water and cell is a concept. Water is the single most abundant chemical found in living things. Virtually all chemical reactions in life processes take place in solution of water. Some organisms can live in a dormant and desiccated state for long periods of time, but they all require water to become active. Water is present both inside and outside of our cell. Water from around the world. These are the symptoms of how much water different countries use. The U.S., of course, uses a large amount of water each day compared to other countries. Average person in the U.S. uses 156 gallons a day. The average person in France uses 77 gallons of water a day. The average person in India uses 38 gallons a day. And the average person in Mali uses only 3 gallons of water a day. 71% from our website that's called Our World in Data organization says that 71% of the Earth's surface is covered by water, but 96.5% of that water that covers the Earth is salt water. 3.5% of all of the water in the world is fresh water. 68% of that fresh water is trapped in ice. Then, of course, the clouds and fog are water, and it's water in the atmosphere. 2% of all water is in the rivers, the lakes, and the streams. Ask the question of how much water is there in the world? Well, they came up with an answer, 352 quintillion gallons of water are on the earth. I'm not sure I know what a quintillion is, but it did have 21 zeros. So there is definitely a lot of water. I'd like to ask you all a question, and Sister G, if you would unmute the lines and allow some brilliant person who remembers the process of how we get our water, tell us from your memory what is the process for getting water. Is there anybody who would tell us?
Can you restate the question a different way so, you know, break it down a little bit?
Okay. All right. Well, maybe it's just because of my age. We used to be taught about how we get water. Where does water come from that covers the earth? Where does the rain come from? So does anyone remember what that process is?
Oceans and lakes, that's all I know. I don't know. Rain comes from, the cloud formation.
Oh, yes. That's really, really close. But where does the clouds come from?
God.
All right, that's the right answer. However, we used to remember that all of the water that comes down as rain or clouds or fogs or lakes or our oceans, that the sun heats up the water and the molecules of water rise up, and then the process of evaporation, and then that water, those water molecules are condensed when they cool off and they fall back down in the form of rain. And so that's how we get the rivers and the lakes all filled with water. But certainly the real answer is God. God made that process that keeps repeating itself over and over again to our benefit. While you have your lines open, when you hear the word water, what does it bring to your mind? What's your definition of water? How does water affect you? And you can just say one or two words, not any great long explanation. When you hear the word water, what do you think of?
Sister Marion, I think of water as something to cleanse my body, and I think water is to cleanse my thirst also, but mostly to cleanse my body, to push all the toxins out of my body when I drink water.
Yes, sister. Thank you. Anybody else have an idea how to?
Yes, this is Reverend Patricia. And I think about water is that the two things the lady just said, to drink and to cleanse. I also think of water as an opportunity to have fun, like the ocean water, the rivers. Or think of water that brings us fish, that we can go into the water and fish and bring out things for sustenance for us to eat. And also we have water to plant. We have water in the garden. We have to water our plants. We have to water our crops. so that we can have food. So water has so many varied responsibilities for us on this earth.
Thank you.
Sister,
yes.
I think of water. Think of the water. Think of the Holy Spirit.
Ah.
You know, how it washes and cleanses from the inside out. We're talking about the spiritual washing. They talked about the physical washing. But I also think that the Holy Spirit, the water is for cleansing. It's for healing. It's for deliverance. It's for wholeness. And it takes care of the heart, the body, the mind, and the spirit. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I want to interrupt you for a minute, Sister Mary.
Yes.
I really appreciate everybody participating. But would you state your name when you're getting ready to answer? My name is Sister G and blah, blah, blah. My name is Sister Carolyn and blah, blah, blah. So thank you all. Go ahead, Sister Mary.
All right. Thank you. Is there anybody who else who has a burning definition of water or how that water affects you? All right. Thank you. Moving on. I thank you all for participating. Signs of things like the water cycle and how everything is interrelated. Without water, how long could we live? Water makes up 60% of the human body and is needed to help maintain a healthy weight, flush the toxins out, as Sister Marion mentioned, from the body, and produce bodily fluids like saliva. Water also contributes to regular bowel function, optimal muscle performance, and clear, youthful-looking skin. However, when we fail to drink enough water, it can cause dehydration and have adverse symptoms, including fatigue, headache, weakened immunity, and, of course, the dry skin. Is it possible for your health problems that you may experience or someone close to you may be experiencing? Could it be caused by not drinking enough water? There's a site called Socius on the web, and they give seven symptoms of not having enough water. Number one is persistent bad breath. Water is essential for saliva production and helps rinse away bacteria so that we can maintain healthy teeth and gums. Lack of water inhibits saliva production and causes bacteria to build up on the tongue, teeth, and gums, contributing to bad breath. And if you are practicing good oral hygiene, yet continue suffering from chronic bad breath, it's possible you may not be drinking enough water. So for the next six of these little nuggets, if you will think in your head, the answer to the problem is drink more water. Fatigue is the second one. Not drinking enough water can cause an overall fluid loss in the body. This fluid loss can lead to a decrease in blood volumes that puts excess pressure on the heart to deliver oxygen and nutrients to the organs, including the muscles. lack of water can cause you to experience periods of fatigue, low energy, low mental capacity. As a classroom teacher, when the kids are really having issues of figuring out problems or basically being able to use their brain, we just give them a bottle of water, and everybody had a water break, and it really changed the atmosphere. So if you're having a good night's sleep and quality of it, you're still having problems of fatigue, drink more water. Number three, frequent illnesses. Water helps flush the toxins, the waste, and bacteria from the body to fight disease and infection, as well as strengthen your immune system. So you become sick less frequently. If it seems as though you're always getting sick, you may need to start drinking more water to keep your body free of toxins and functioning at an optimal level. Since lack of water also causes the fatigue, you may tend to be less physically active, and that's another risk factor in a weakened immunity. And I've been saying for the last 6 months, drink more water now, but also avoid those things that are going to destroy your immune system, like wheat, oats, rye, and barley, and causing more inflammation in your body by using cooking oil or oil. When you open the bottle, they become oxidized, and that oil with the oxygen will go into your body and cause inflammation. So those are the things that, you know, will be a risk factor in your weakened immunity. Number four, constipation. Water promotes good digestion and regular bowel movements by keeping your stool soft and moving it easily through the digestive tract. That's the way God has planned it. So not drinking enough water can cause your body to pull water from your stool, and I'm not talking about one sitting on the floor, cause water to be pulled from your stool to compensate for the fluid loss, leading to harder and firmer stools that are more difficult to pass. If your bowel movements are irregular and infrequent, try drinking what? More water. To loosen your stools and relieve constipation. Number five, and the answer to this one you already know, is poor skin health. Your skin is the largest organ in your body, or what surrounds your body. Water hydrates and plumps the skin cells to make your skin look brighter, vibrant, and more youthful. However, lack of water can cause skin to lose its plumpness and elasticity, leading to dryness, flakiness, fine lines, wrinkles, and sagging skin. Water even helps reduce acne and other skin problems by flushing harmful toxins from the body. Number six, dehydration interferes with the body's ability to reach into glucose
stored for energy and can trigger cravings for foods high in sugar and carbohydrates. The cause of sugar craving, according to this, is that you need to drink more water. And for type 2 diabetics, when we get that desire to have sugar snacks and carbohydrates, we might start by drinking water before you indulge. Wait a few minutes and then see if that craving, that desire for sugary foods have gone away. Sugary foods like the chocolate and the donuts and the cookies and candies may indicate that your body is in great need of water, not food. If you're experiencing sugar cravings or hunger pains, even though you've recently eaten, try drinking more water to rehydrate your body and keep cravings at bay. Number 7, you'll know that you may need more water when there's a decrease in urination. When your body is dehydrated, the kidneys retain as much fluid as possible to maintain their function. This can lead to decreased urination, one of the most common signs of low water intake. Lack of water can cause your urine to become darker in color, stronger in odor, and cloudier in appearance. You may also face a higher risk of urinary tract infection when your body lacks enough water to flush out toxins and bacteria. You'll know you're drinking enough water when you start urinating more frequently and the urine is clearer, lighter in color, and far less odorous. So, are you drinking enough water? How many of you have been to the doctor and they just pinch your skin up and between their fingers and let go? And if your skin springs back to its original shape, then you are more likely to be getting enough water. But if they squeeze your skin up and it just stands there in that little pile between your fingers, then that means that you are dehydrated and are not getting enough water. So those were some suggestions from the healthcare associates in Texas. I started mentioning some things of what happens when you do not drink enough water. You need to drink lots of water because in cases of chronic dehydration, the body secretes fewer digestive enzymes and digestive juices. So you can wind up with some stomach problems. In fact, in this one, about developing stomach ulcers and gastritis because the stomach produces a thin layer of mucus in order to defend the mucous membrane in the stomach from the destruction caused by the acid and the digestive in your body. Constipation, of course, is a really good sign that you're not drinking enough water if that happens regularly.
And then here's one that I hadn't noticed before. Hypotension and hypertension. And we often hear about hypertension, but this hypotension is that the blood volume of your body is not sufficient to things to travel through your veins and arteries and capillaries completely. So that is can become a dangerous situation when you do not have enough water that your blood flows freely throughout your body. And for every individual, we need a sufficient amount of moisture in order to sweat. And Beth said that we sweat out 20 to 24 ounces of water every day that you are losing from your body. But I just want to tell you that it is not only water that you are sweating out. And we have been really sweating lately. You are actually sweating along with that water minerals. Your body cannot make minerals. And a lot of the food that we are getting now does not produce the minerals that our bodies and our cells require. 24 ounces of water is an amount needed for proper dilution of toxins so they won't cause problems to the skin and to other parts of our body. But I want to emphasize that when you sweat, you are not just losing water from your body. You are losing a soup of minerals, salt, vitamins, and we need to replace that soup as we are drinking things to replace the loss of this soup of minerals, salts, and vitamins. We need to put in water, definitely, for all of the other reasons that we need water, but also drink things that, number one, does not have sugar in it. So the Gatorade and all of that kind of stuff, it has a lot of sugar in it. So just be careful, replace it with water, and seek out minerals. I have something that's called plant-derived minerals that I drink a ton of it every day because the body, the cell need minerals and the vitamins and the salt along with that water. Sometimes being overweight and being obese, people tend to eat more than necessary because their body, the system needs foods, yes, but foods that come with a large quantity of water. That's why we love the melon in the summer, because it replaces in our body that water that is being sweated out, expired out, and we drink water, we drink tea and things, and then we wind up having to go to the bathroom. But just remember, if the water is coming out, you need to remember to replace it. Here's a funny thing that we have been hearing lately. how much water should you drink? You should be drinking half your weight in ounces of water. So, if you weigh 100 pounds, then you should drink 50 ounces of water. And suppose if you weigh 300 pounds, you should drink 100 ounces of water. Yes, it can sound daunting to drink so much water. However, as you lose the weight, then you will not have to drink that huge number of ounces. But if you are somewhat over obese, and even if you're not, no matter what your weight is, divide it in half and drink that number of ounces of water every day. Kind of a new health craze called 75 hard. Yeah, 75 hard. Some of my friends that are doing it, they call it the hard 75. But one of the things that they emphasize in 75 hard is drinking 75 ounces of water a day. So just to remind you, kind of a fun thing is, to everything that we've said today, just think, drink more water. Now, we thank God for his provision of water, not only for its beauty, but all of the things that we use water for, but every single cell in our body requires water in order to be active. John 7:30, verse 37 to 39 says, on the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Now, this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believe in him were to receive. As yet, the Spirit had not been given because Jesus was not yet glorified, but he talked about water, drinking water, and the river of water, living water, springing out of us. And the Holy Spirit is represented by water. The best water is the only eternal water, the living water that springs from God, represented by the Holy Spirit. And we must share that blessed living water with everyone, because people are dying. They are dying of thirst, many physically thirst, but they are dying because they have not yet received that living water. And I just want to encourage you to more water, but also share more water from God. That's it, Sister G.
Amen. Amen. Every month, your messages get better and better and better. I thank God for this message about water. I thank God for the information you gave us about the seven symptoms. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to open up all the lines for you to ask questions. And here's how we do it. State your name first and then ask one question so other people can ask questions. Then I may ask if anybody, you know, if you have any more questions. So only just ask. So think about it. Write your question down. Get prepared to answer her. Make your question brief. Don't keep saying your same question over and over three times. Ask it one time. State your name. Ask a question. All right. I know Sister Mary, but I'm going to ask a question first.
All right.
Kind of in the form of a statement. Someone gave me some chewable vitamin C, and I read information on the back, and it says it has sorbitol in it. It has, these are other ingredients, corn syrup. It has triglycerides in it. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, they're giving, they're selling this as a vitamin C, all these things.
Yeah.
So, Mary, can you tell us a little bit about the corn syrup and the triglycerides and the, you know, they put some kind of other stuff in it, too. But that's a little bit about that.
Wow. And I said, ooh, when you said corn syrup. Corn syrup is sort of a chemical that tastes very sweet, but it is not even sugar. It isn't real sugar. It is a chemical that they have, the lab created, and it is in almost everything. So my recommendation is always read the label. And yes, avoid the fructose corn syrup. It isn't real, and it just tastes good. And also, one of the talks is on sugar. It will cause you to become addicted to this high fructose corn syrup. You get that hit of dopamine in your brain that says, oh, this is sweet and this is good and wonderful. But just remember, it is not real. And it just tricks your body into thinking, oh, this is sugar, but it's worse than sugar. So that's
all right. Thank you so much, Sister Mary. So state your questions briefly. She's going to answer briefly so everybody can get questions in today. All right. Next person, question. State your name and your question.
This is Sister Mary, and I have a question about the different types of water. What is the best water to drink? They have spring water, they have purified water, they have regular water, and then they have some new water, eternal something water. What is the best water to drink? Is the spring water and the distilled water, are they good to drink?
Okay. Distilled water, all of the minerals out of it. So if you need some water that doesn't have any minerals in it, then use the distilled water. For your clothing iron, but distilled water is not made for drinking to sustain life. I've heard of companies which provide alkaline water, and follow says alkaline water is not good for you because the body is reactive to acid, and yes, your body can get to be too acidic, but alkaline water
destroy, it interacts with your body and does not allow water, real water, to do some of the things that it is supposed to do. I personally would not drink alkaline water. There is a water called Quanta water. This doctor in Texas, in fact, Carolyn and Patricia, you know about Dr. Fred Van Loo, who says that because the cells of our body being bombarded, like we live in a microwave oven because of the electronic overwhelm with the cell phones, and there are thousands and thousands of microwave things that are surround our bodies, and the satellites that are flying around to provide 5G and 6G, that it really is baking our cells in our body. So he has, through I think it's been almost 40 years of scientific study, what kind of water actually feeds the cell what they need, as well as protect them from this microwaving process that we are living in. So that's called Quanta water. And just ask me, Mary W. Nichols at gmail.com, to just send you some information about the water, and I'll be happy to do that. You name some other kinds of water. I use the bottled water, but I do use drinking water, and as Sister G asked me some months ago, do you just pray over your water? Yes, I do. And folks, I don't know, we're going to have to go back to boiling our water and to get rid of some of the bad things that are beginning to enter into our water system. Even when we shower, that our skin absorbs something from the water, because the skin absorbs things put on it in 28 seconds. So be careful about as best you can, ask the Lord to guide you as to what you put on your skin. That's it for water, or the question.
Thank you, Sister Nichols. Thank you, Marion. Next question, state your name and your brief question. She's going to answer as she can.
I'm going to get better with that.
Uh-huh. Okay, next question. All right, this is Vivian.
Hi, Sister Mary, how are you? What do you use on your skin when you're getting the little white spots on it, the aging spots?
I think it's called the beginning of vitiligo. And you see a lot of people who have larger areas of vitiligo on their skin. They're losing the pigmentation color. And one thing that we do know about, and you'll hear me saying it over and over again, avoiding the wheat, oats, rye, and barley because of what it does inside you. And I guess that just the fact of aging and what we have been putting into our body, most likely for many years, causes that our immune system to not necessarily be as strong as it could be. And those little white spots, I'm beginning to see some on my legs, is just a part of age.
Okay, that's what the doctor told me. Okay.
Yeah, just
it's not that bad. I just see it two or three, but it was on my leg. It was on my leg a little bit bad. But I've been using the Aveeno lotion, and it looks like it's taking it off my leg a little bit.
Good. The only thing that is that Aveeno lotion made from oats.
That's true.
So, you know,
so should
we have to balance things.
So should I avoid the Aveeno lotion?
It's a choice that you have to make for yourself.
Okay.
Now, if it is taking the white spots away, and I don't know what the white spots are supposed to be doing. They just are, you know?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I have had a bottle of Aveeno lotion in my cabin for probably, and I need to throw it away because I have chosen not to use it. I've had it for years.
Hmm.
But we just have to keep making
for
decisions.
Skin, could we use vitamin E for our skin, like to keep our skin oil?
Yes. Do you remember, Sister G, that some of our foreparents used to use lard on their skin?
Yeah.
Do you remember
I
that?
Do.
Okay.
I remember Vaseline. I remember Vaseline on skin, but not lard. We cooked lard, but we used Vaseline on our skin.
Well, I was using Vaseline, but that wasn't doing no good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let me also ask somebody, like Dr. Conaway. I'll send her a note to find out about the skin and those little white spots.
All you right.
Know,
thanks. Next question. Next question. Your name. We got a few more minutes, and then we're going to be praying soon.
Okay.
State your name and the next question, please. State your name and the next question. Otherwise, we're going to be going into prayer. Appreciate everybody coming on. Got one more. Ask the question. Go ahead.
Sister G.
Yes?
Is there somebody who hates water, who doesn't like the taste of water? There is a free water examination kit at Home Depot. I don't know if they might have one at Lowe's, but I saw a little kit where you fill it out and they let you know what's in your water that you might be drinking or bathing in. Now, I chose not to fill it out. I'm just going to ask the Lord to help me pick the water that's right, because they did ask information about where you live, and that's information that they need in order to do the water assessment, but I just didn't want it on record.
Okay.
Getting to be like that more.
All right. Thank you so much for that information. Question. Name it, question, please. All right. Well, it's prayer time. Let's be praying. I have a special prayer request from someone, but we're going to be praying for our babies and their fathers and mothers and sisters and brothers because, you know, it's we know we pray, you know, weekly for baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Kaiser, I mean Revere, excuse me. And their families, you know, are very special people because God chose them, the parents, for a particular reason, for these particular babies who have, you know, they've had to be in children's hospital for liver transplants and different surgeries and that together. But we know God is the healer, that they just kind of help the children be sustained. But we know that God is the ultimate healer. So we want to pray for those babies today. I'm going to, Sister Mary, if you'll pray for excellent health and strength for the babies and cover their fathers and mothers as well.
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, care that you have already given Chloe, Zoe, and baby Revere, and for all of the other babies, Lord, that are suffering from various illnesses and conditions. We just pray, Lord, that knowing that you can heal them is great comfort. And we want to pray for the families, Mishmi, and all of the other parents who you have, as Sister G said, chosen these parents, especially for these babies, that the parents would be strengthened and would receive peace and joy in helping to keep these children healthy and to bring them to you, Lord, in your word and bring them to you as your children. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. All right, Sister Linda, if you can, or if you can, it's okay. I wanted you to pray a special request for Sister Lani that used to come on. She's been, you know, doing physical things recently. And so she texted me and asked me to pray for her brother Charles who had hip surgery. So Sister Linda, pray for that.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we honor your name above all names. We thank you, Father, for this opportunity to come together to pray one for another. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being with us, guiding us, teaching us, directing our paths. Thank you, Father, for your promises are true. Father, we repent for every sin that we have committed, even on this line today. We said things that are out of your will, not according to what you establish for us. Forgive us. Honor you for honoring us today. We thank you, Father, and we lift up this prayer warrior before you, Sister Lainey. We lift up her. We lift up her brother. Her request was already made known before you, Father. You knoweth all things. In the mighty name of Jesus, you created his body, God. You created every part of it. You already know what's ailing him. You know, Father, what's hurting. You know what's disjointed. You know, God. So bring our request and making our request known unto you, Father, on behalf of our sister and her extended family member. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would touch him where he is now, God. We decree and declare your word up on that part of his body that he's having problems with. We speak to it now to divinely align in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Every bone, hallelujah, come back into the place that it was created to be in Jesus' name, that he will walk holy, holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y, in your presence, Father, without any restrictions, without any pain, in Jesus' mighty name. Holy Spirit of God, you're already there. You're omnipresent, always present and never absent. So we call on your name today because you are healer in Jesus' mighty name. In the spirit realm right now, Lord, thank you for the angels that you have given charge over him. Touch his body by the blood of Jesus Christ. In the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, all things are possible. So, Father, we ask that you would anoint him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. In the name of Jesus, let your anointing flow right now. The anointing oil of healing right now, flow. Flow right now. Touch every bone, every structure in Jesus' name. Be healed, man of God. Be healed. Be healed in the name of Jesus is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. We appreciate that very powerful anointed prayer. I'm going to ask if there are any more prayer requests. State your name and state the prayer request briefly, please. Well, I have a friend on the phone. She's kind of resting a little bit. She lives in Michigan, Penn. I pray for her. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Penny, your daughter. She's scheduled to take a test, Lord God. But, Lord, you've already tested her body. You already know what's going on in her body, and you've already sent the word to heal her. And so, Father, I decree and declare she is made whole by the stripes of Jesus. She is healthy and well. I thank you, Lord God, for getting enough water, being hydrated enough. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for her eating those foods that are healthy, Lord, not eating and laying down, but, Lord, getting the proper nutrients, the proper rest she needs, oh God. And we thank you for all you're doing on Penny's behalf and other people who are may have a test to take. Lord, you've already tested us. You've already tested us. You don't even need a machine. So we appreciate you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Anybody else?
Sister G, do we have time for one more question?
Okay. Go right ahead.
If not, it's okay. Sister Vivian,
no,
I wanted to ask Sister Mary, what nuts should you eat and shouldn't eat?
Mary, are you there? She may have stepped away from the phone. Yeah, she may have stepped away from the phone.
I'm sorry. I was on mute. I don't know of a bunch of nuts that are not good for you, and you just want to eat them in moderation. But I avoid peanuts because peanuts have a certain kind of, it's a mold that grows with the peanuts. And so I would not eat peanuts or peanut butter. I'd eat almonds or some of the other kind of nut butter, but no peanuts.
Pistachios.
Yeah, yeah. Pistachios would probably
pecan.
Have more.
Pecan.
Protein in it.
Pecan, though, is fattening.
Well, everything is fattening. Everything is fattening.
All right.
If you
many of them.
All right.
May I also add, there are certain conditions where people should not eat nuts. If you have some digestive system problems, or like gallbladder or different kinds of digestive issues, you probably certain stomach conditions, you should not eat nuts. So it just depends. But like she said, I've always been taught as well that the peanuts are not a nut, that they're, you know, some other form, but, you know, they're more for animals than for humans. And I remember one time I had a problem. I had some stomach problems, and I called my my doctor. He's really a chiropractor. And I was telling him, you know, my knees were hurting, couldn't hardly, you know, walk, and it was stiff. And he said, "What are you eating?" And I told him, when I got the peanut butter, he said, "That's it right there. Cut it out your diet." When I cut it out my diet, I did not have those pains in my knees. I wasn't stiff. So, you know, thank God for knowledge.
Oh,
and guess what, Sister G? I forgot to mention, there's a lot of information out there. But for arthritis, if you will drink about 16 ounces of water from your bed, that as you sleep, the water will into your joints in order to keep them more lubricated. That's what my
just before you go to bed, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, you said from your bed,
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't want to, yeah. But anyway, that's what he told me to do.
Yeah.
That's worth a try.
All right.
I do it.
All right. Thank you. Anybody else need prayer before we close out? Prayer. Anybody else need prayer?
Oh.
All right, Sister Mary, will you close us out in prayer?
Lord,
Sister Mary,
we do praise you, Lord. Thank you. You have made all things good. Help us as a human race to keep things in perspective of your world view, and that you would guide us in learning and living according to your word and according to your will, and that we would just be who you want us to be. Teach us, Lord. And we just thank you for this program, where we have the opportunity to learn, to share your word. And we just thank you for Sister G and all of the callers. Help us, Lord, to be your people. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Yeah. Amen, amen. I love you. From you very soon. Don't forget, read the word, study the word, pray the word, obey the word. Hallelujah. Love y'all. Bye-bye.